Joining us on the line is Lori Kane, four-time LPGA winner. And, oh, I wanted to mention, Lori, how are you this morning, by the way?
I'm great, guys. How are you?
That's great. I did want to say, I know it's been a while, but congratulations on the Canada Sports Hall of Fame that was announced recently. And that's wonderful. Congratulations.
Thanks very much. I really appreciate it. I'm still taking it all in. It's quite humbling, but it's a wonderful honor.
It is, and it's certainly well deserved. Okay, so let's talk about the LPGA finally underway. So just give us your overall impression of, I know it's hard to wrap it up in a few sentences, but just what's happened this year and where we are now with the LPGA.
Well, I know that Commissioner Juan and his team in Daytona have been working tirelessly to try to get us back to work, and then we couldn't do it without the support of the partners that we have, and for them, they're not easing into it by any stretch. Inverness is a tough U.S. Open-type golf course that, in looking at the leaderboard this morning, doesn't surprise me Danielle Kang is on the top, but a couple of scores, I think, are surprising. But I know that the marathon is next week, and the Drive-On Championship was created by our commissioner, you know, to give us an opportunity to play. For me personally, I should be there, but with the way things were going, travel was going to be difficult for me.
Lori, what are your impressions of, we all know how the PGA's handled COVID. There were a couple of hiccups right off the start with some positive tests, and they had to make some changes to their protocol. Your impressions of how the LPGA has handled things so far?
Well, first and foremost, I think we've all learned from the PGA, and I don't mean just us as golfers. I think the whole sporting community and the general public can, you know, we're going to have to learn to live with this. What we do know is that the PGA Tour is a fine-oiled machine and has the dollars that they need to have to get things done quickly and can adjust. Our protocol is similar, trying to test the girls prior to them coming to a site. Marina Alex, for example, was tested positive before she even left home. Gabby Lopez, unfortunately, tested positive when she arrived. For that test. So it's not a perfect science, I don't think, but we will adjust as we go along. This 2 weeks being in a bubble, let's say in Ohio, I think is a good thing, but I am expecting changes as we go, similar to what the men have gone through.
Yeah, and the other thing that's interesting is some of the other things that are different. The women have been given the option not to have a caddy, to carry their own bag or use a cart. Most of them are using a caddy, which is an interesting twist in things. So what are your thoughts on that?
Well, I don't know that I would be doing it without a caddy because, you know, Danny Sharp was carrying my bag for 25 years, and I think that's part of it. But again, guys, I think we need to understand that we are a different beast. In that, you know, the cost of travel, we were trying to cut down the number of people that would be in our bubble. We weren't trying to take jobs away from caddies for sure, because they do play an important role. It is in our criteria that we have caddies. But in this case, we were trying to get the tour back up and going. And it comes down to dollars and cents, and the tour couldn't afford to be you know, and there's the local caddy to the regular caddy. We would have a lot of local caddies come out to play or come out to try to find a job in the parking lot, as we say, and that can create a problem from a health perspective in following the guidelines and the protocols.
Lori, will golfers do a better job than baseball players of kind of adhering to these protocols and safety measures? Because we see what's happening in baseball now, where games have to be canceled. Will golfers, I guess for lack of a better term, will they stay in their own personal bubble, or will they have to be policed like we're seeing in baseball now?
Well, there's no guarantee in golf, and I think that in itself will tell you that, yes, I think we as athletes will follow the protocol because we can't afford any real mess-ups because we don't get paid at the end of the day. And I don't know, I can't really speak to the baseball guys as to what they're thinking, but I know that in the calls that I've been on with the tour, Commissioner Juan and his team have stressed to us the importance of us as a group moving forward. We are somewhat of a team, but we're all individuals as well, and that they're placing the protocol in place, and that he is asking us, and I think for the most part, everybody will follow what needs to be done.
That's great. So one of the other things, too, is so Elena Sharp is in the tournament. She's at 6 over the projected cut line, plus 3. Brooke Henderson's not playing, and she's, so she was in Florida when COVID started. She got home and just is kind of staying, you know, Smiths Falls, Ontario, just kind of staying there and obviously practicing and chilling out. She's decided that her first tournament is going to be the Women's British Open, which is 3 weeks away. So everybody has to make choices. And, you know, it must be tough because, Lori, you used to play a ton of tournaments. You know, Brooke was just, when she started, like, she played everything. And that's got to be...
Right.
It's obviously odd.
Very. You know, if you look at, you know, I know Elena was chomping at the bit to get out and get playing. Brooke is probably taking, as I've read and kind of chatted with her briefly, a little more conservative approach to things. And with nothing changing, people won't go up or down. I guess they'll go up if you win a tournament. But this is a chance for Brooke to really focus on the majors that we will have and the season that will kind of get more into swing as the fall comes. Fingers crossed that everything stays the same and that we continue to improve. Now, obviously, we know that there's hot spots all over the U.S. But, you know, again, we can't do this without the support of our partners. And then as individuals, we have to make the decisions. And Commissioner Juan expressed to us that if you were at all nervous about traveling, then you're not going to play very good golf if you come with that that extra burden on you. So I think for Brooke, and I can't really speak to it other than the fact that I think she's enjoying being home. She's working on her game. She's going to head over to the British Open, I see, and that's great for Brooke. On the other side, Elena was really wanting to get out and get playing. In the beginning of the call, that Inverness is a tough start. It's like, yeah. You can practice all you want, but tournament golf on a U.S. Open course first out of the gate is entertaining.
Lori, if you were still out there, would you want to get going right away, or would you want to kind of save yourself for the major?
No, I'd be jumping in. Time to get on the ice.
You're 100%. Hey, speaking of getting back on the ice, I just want to get your impression of this. Mike Weir playing in his first Champions Tour event, just 4 shots off the lead. You and Mike would have been out there battling side by side for many, many years. So what are your thoughts on Mike?
I'm super excited for Mike in this chapter. I think he's going to be an added addition to the Champions Tour. I think he's got all kinds of game. I expect him to, you know, get a feel for what it is, because let's face it, it's 3 rounds. There's no cut. And you really have to get off to a good start and not kind of cruise into the weekend, because they're an extremely competitive bunch. But I know Mike has been working very hard. You know, family is healthy and well, and he and Michelle are enjoying life and this side of things. So I'm looking forward to big things from Mike.
Lori, you're just mentioning your relationship with Mike Weir and how good it is. Adam Stanley wrote a piece for Sportsnet this week talking about how the current generation of Canadian golfers, Mackenzie Hughes, Adam Hadwin, Corey Connors, Nick Taylor, they all kind of, they're rooting for each other as much as they want to succeed themselves. They're always rooting for the other Canadians on tour. And a lot of them actually are taking their inspiration from Brooke Henderson. I mean, this is about as Canadian as you can get, isn't it?
Well, you know, we had that early in, you know, when I came on tour in 96, we had a great, strong group of ladies playing the game. Donko Jones, yeah. Lisa Walters, Gail Graham, Jennifer Wyatt, Nancy Harper. The list goes on. We had a big impact on the LPGA Tour, and while we wanted to, you know, beat the crap out of each other, we were definitely flying the flag as high as we could and cheering each other on. And so now on the to see not just, you know, men or women, just together as a group of Canadians with Brooke Henderson leading the way with 9 wins. You know, we got a green jacket, and there's lots more available to us as Canadians. And it is awesome to see us supporting each other because in a way that pushes each other to be better. And I get excited when I see the names, regardless of what tour you're playing on. If there's a Canadian flag beside your name, you know, you've got my support.
Yeah, it's a beautiful thing. You know, Lori, one of the things, so being able to watch golf now, you know, when I turn on the TV and I see a golf course, and it doesn't matter whether it's the Champions Tour, PGA Tour, LPGA, Korn Ferry, it doesn't matter. I just kind of get into a zen. Like, I just love seeing the golf courses, watching people play. What's it like for you to watch? It's, you have a different, because you've been there, you want to be there. Do you kind of just zen out, or do you go, I want to get there?
I'm still learning. I love watching the game. I don't care who's playing or how they're playing it. From, I heard you speak before I came on the call about Bryson and how he's playing, and I'm very fortunate that in the winter I get to spend some time with the best male players at the course I'm a member at in Orlando. So I've hung out with Henrik Stenson, and I practice with Ian Poulter, and Gary Woodland, I've watched him hit balls through the driving range. So it's like I can see the best, but I also get to spend some time with the likes of Lydia Ko. And I will tell viewers that if there's anybody you want to watch right now, I'm expecting big things from Lydia. I think she's doing some stuff that she hasn't done in the last few years. It's been noted that she's starting to work with Sean Foley, so I entrust that Sean will be a great addition to Lydia's team. But for me personally, watching golf is always a pleasure. And I think what in this crazy time that we're in, again, my hat's off to the PGA Tour for getting us started, and then, you know, for us as women and the LPGA Tour to be playing this weekend is really great.
Lori, you just mentioned the name Lydia Ko, and it just seems like yesterday that she was just this young kid on just turning the whole tour onto its head. And in your career, toward the latter stages of your career, you were a mentor to a lot of these young players, not just the young Canadian players, but to all the players in general. Did you relish that role, and how important is it for a young woman coming on tour to have somebody she can just go to for advice?
I think it's very important, and I also think that, you know, back when I started, I was very fortunate, as I said, Donko Jones and Lisa Walters and Gail Graham, as Canadians, were easy people to go to, but then I had the fortune to befriend Nancy Lopez, and Nancy is a straight shooter. And then later on, Julie Inkster, who I have a huge amount of respect for, you know, is somebody that I can pick up the phone and ask some advice of. And I really think in this day and age, women need to support women, and I think we're doing a much better job of that. And I think by doing that, the sport will continue to grow. It's not easy being out on the road, either, you know, on your own or with a team of people. Golf can be lonely, and it's, you know, I was listening and watching about, you know, Dustin Johnson wins 3 weeks ago, and then he's not playing well. Well, there's no bench to hide on. There's no coach to pull you aside to say, you know, we're going to give you a couple minutes here to get your crap together. You are vulnerable. You're wide open, and sometimes you can't hide. And so with all of that, I think, yes, it's very important for athletes to have mentors. And on the female side, I'm here for whoever needs my help, wants to chat. I've seen it all, and I miss being there. I miss being in the battle on the weekends. But it, as we said, it sure is exciting to see how great Canadian golf is becoming.
Well, thank you very much. Oh, Laurie, I just want to, we just have a couple of minutes left. I wanted to ask you, what are your plans then for the rest of the season? Do you have any outline?
I'm here on beautiful Prince Edward Island playing golf as much as I can.
Beautiful.
We've got lots of great golf courses. I'm doing some work with Mr. Don McDougall, who owns Mill River Golf Course on the west end of the island. So I've been planning to host some ladies next weekend. Social distancing, of course, and getting what we need done. I'm playing and practicing. I would have been in Toledo, but again, it just was just too difficult to get there. I needed to be back in Florida originally to have a test done, or somewhere in the U.S., and then the White House gave us clearance. But by that time, it was just too difficult for me to go. So I'm here. I will be here for the foreseen future. And we will, I think I'm in a pretty good place, guys, really. I would love to go over and play Royal Troon, but unfortunately, I'm not qualified to do that. So I'm just here enjoying life on PEI.
Well, enjoy it very much. It's one of the most beautiful places on earth. And we look forward to seeing you again whenever that is, Laurie. Always a pleasure to talk to you. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, guys. Really appreciate it. Have a safe weekend.
Thank you, Laurie.
You too. Bye-bye.
Boy, it's
Laurie
nice.
Kane, four-time. Yep, she's the best.
Yeah.
She's the best.